All right, here we are yet again with another episode of English and Coffee. It's your wonderful host, Damian, and tonight we are back at our favorite Speedway location, sipping on a 100% Colombian, 24-ounce, 2 packs of hazelnut creamers, and 3 packs of sugar. Let's go ahead and take that customary intro sip. Definitely a hot one. This coffee is a little past burning. It's more or less scalding the back of my throat, but that's just one of the many perils we face when recording English and Coffee. So how are you doing out there today? What we're going to get into today is we're going to talk about spring cleaning, because I know a lot of you out there are breaking out the brooms, knocking down the cobwebs, spraying down the windows, wiping down the baseboards. This is what people do during this time of year. They call it spring cleaning. So we're going to get into that today, and you know I'm going to put a spin on it, show you how we can apply it to our lives as well. Let's go ahead and wash that intro down, and let's get into it. So be forewarned, because we are out here at a different hour. It's a little brighter than I like it, but it's time to switch things up. It's a new season. I have to get out here when the sun's just about to set. So, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about spring cleaning. This is a time when people get rid of all their old items, pull the clothes out of the closet, sweep the dust off the floor, mop the floors if they haven't mopped them all year, put the winter items away, break out the spring and summer clothes, just get ready for life to revive itself. Maybe you've noticed your aunt or mother or grandmother doing the same thing in her home. But why do they do that? Why do they wait until the spring to get rid of things they no longer need or use? I mean, this is something that could be done year-round. You don't have to wait until the spring to clean the house. You don't have to wait until the spring to throw away some old clothes. But as long as people get things done, who cares at the end of the day? But how are we going to roll that? How are we going to roll that? Because you know that's what we do here. We don't just take things at face value. We dig a little deeper. How can we apply that to our lives? Well, if we were to equate our lives with a house, a home, a sturdy shelter, and look at the cobwebs and the dirty floors as bad habits and toxic relationships, I would say that if you have any of those things lying around, it's a good time to get rid of them. People are like old clothing sometimes. They can stagnate. You know that jacket that's been in your closet for about 6 years that you haven't worn and you probably will never wear, but you haven't thrown it away yet? Just kind of has that smell in it. Maybe it's a little musty, dusty. Maybe it's a little rank. Who knows? But it's still there and you haven't thrown it away, because maybe one day you may wear it again. You know that day will never come. It's already been 6 years. You're not going to wear that jacket. Why would you wear that jacket now? You've already bought 4 more jackets since then. But you still hang on to this jacket. Why are you still hanging on to this jacket? What kind of a hold does this jacket have on you? Well, I paid a lot of money for it. It was a gift. I wore it to such and such event. Okay, so you've assigned some sentimental value to this jacket, and now it's stuck in your closet, probably 5 years longer than it needed to be. Just like with people. People come into your lives, they serve their purpose, or maybe they serve no purpose at all. But they're still there, still hanging around, still lingering. You still invite this person over to your home. You still sit down, eat lunch with them, and you entertain their lackluster sense of humor. Rather than just saying, hey, you know, we had a good run. I think it's time to part company. It's time for each one of us to go our own separate way. The journey has ran its course. Something like that. But no, a lot of you out there will probably keep those same people around for another 3-4 years until you just can't stand it no more, or they throw themselves away. They sabotage the relationship, the interaction. Or just do the unspeakable, whatever that may mean for you. I know every few months a few people like to go through their phones and delete numbers that they've collected over a few wild nights, a few wild vacations. Larry, Jerry, or Sarah and Sue. They talked a few times, had a few passionate text battles back and forth, and then the line just went cold. The interest was no longer there. Why are they still in your phone? Why haven't you deleted their number yet? Do you just like collecting numbers? Who knows if the number is even still active? They could have changed their number, relocated to another area, met somebody new, maybe met quite a few people, but you still have their number, just in case one day they'll call again. People have to learn to cut the ties when it's time to cut the ties. So maybe you need something like a spring cleaning, a point in time that you designate to rid your life of the clutter. As we move through life, we develop habits, some good, some bad. For you smokers out there, remember when you picked up that first pack of cigarettes? 16, 17, 18, 19, however old you were. And you're just hanging on to them. Why? Maybe that day you wanted a cigarette. But do you still want one? Maybe you do. And if you do, hey, wear your jacket. But if not, why are you still hanging on to them? Cigarettes, like people, just become another part of our ecosystem. Just something else to rotate within our universe. And I'm not picking on anybody in particular, because we all have bad habits. You look at the world and say, my, how imperfect we are. But we are human. I may have mentioned it before, but I've always been interested in the whole concept of being a minimalist. Somebody who has just the bare essentials, especially on the extreme end. One spoon, one bowl, one plate, one cup, maybe three shirts, three pairs of underwear, three socks, one chair, one pillow, one toothbrush. Imagine how quickly we could clean up our homes or rooms, if you're still in college, if that's all you had to deal with. But no, what do we have? 15 pairs of socks. Maybe 9 of them are good. The rest of them have a hole in the toe. 6-7 pairs of shoes that we don't even wear. Shirts that have been hanging in the closet longer than a decade. Kitchen appliances we will never use again. I bet somebody out there listening right now has an old microwave sitting in an attic somewhere. Why? Who are you going to give it to? Who are you going to give it to? That microwave is so old that it probably still has a turn dial on it. And don't even think about taking it to the Salvation Army or one of these little secondhand stores. Because if you're going to give them something relevant. We're not trying to send them back to the Stone Age. Anybody that shops at a secondhand store is looking for a good deal to get a leg up, not to be reminded of their struggles. So what can you get rid of? People, habits, numbers in your phone, files in your computer. Don't even get me started on the files without a folder. Complete chaos for some people. I've improved over the years. But now my Google Drive, definitely a different story. I have files from 10, 15 years ago. Pictures that I never even look at. Why do I have them? Why do I hang on to them? Maybe because one day I want to walk down memory lane. Okay, so pictures don't take up that much space. But the memories do. If your head is full of old memories, how much space do you have to make new ones? Imagine sitting in the room, holding hands with somebody, remembering what life was like 5, 6 years ago, how much fun you used to have, and not having fun now in the present. What kind of life is that? You've seen this scenario play out dozens of times in film or TV shows. The woman's in the kitchen. Yeah, Jack used to be so much fun. We used to go dancing every night. And then when the kids left, he just started working in his shed every weekend. We never do anything. Well, did you tell Jack that? Does he know how you really feel? Or even a guy complaining about his wife, how wild she used to be after hours. But fellas, when it comes to the ladies, we have to cut them a little slack. We have to cut them a little slack because having a child does take a little something out of them. Besides teeth, blood, hair, vital fluids, they're doing good just to still be around and still be interested in you. So go easy on them. Go easy on them. But you get my point. Holding on to the past creates a prison for the future, and it can also stifle the present. I know you love those fond memories, those old shoes that you wore to the dance, maybe that watch that you won at the company picnic. But don't you think it's time for a little spring cleaning? Time to declutter some of these unnecessary things still lingering in your life, in your closet, in the trunk of your car? You know what I'm talking about. I know I'm not the only one that hasn't been to a car wash in over 3 months. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying. I know I'm not the only one. But yeah, it's time to get rid of some of that clutter, freshen up the place, let the sunlight in, and enjoy the upcoming months. But before we get out of here, I'm sure you all heard about that earthquake situation over in Taiwan. I'm sending some positive vibes over that way if you're tuned in. Hang in there. In time, this too shall pass. Let's take that exit sip, and I will see you in the next one.